The Book of Psalms. The Psalms are called by the Hebrews Tehillim, that is, hymns of praise. The author, of a great part of them at least, was King David. But many are of opinion that some of them were made by Asaph, and others whose names are prefixed in the titles. Psalms chapter 1. Beatus Vert. The happiness of the just and the evil state of the wicked. 1:1. Blessed is the man who hath not walked in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stood in the way of sinners, nor sat in the chair of pestilence. 1:2. But his will is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he shall meditate day and night. 1:3. And he shall be like a tree which is planted near the running waters, which shall bring forth its fruit, in due season, and his leaf shall not fall off. And all whatsoever he shall do shall prosper. 1:4. Not so the wicked, not so, but like the dust, which the wind driveth from the face of the earth. 1:5. Therefore the wicked shall not rise again in judgment, nor sinners in the counsel of the just. 1:6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the just, and the way of the wicked shall perish. Psalms chapter 2. Wherefrom we run. The vain efforts of persecutors against Christ and his church. 2:1. Why have the Gentiles raged, and the people devised vain things? 2:2. The kings of the earth stood up, and the princes met together, against the Lord, and against his Christ. 2:3. Let us break their bonds asunder, and let us cast away their yoke from us. 2:4. He that dwelleth in heaven shall laugh at them, and the Lord shall deride them. 2:5. Then shall he speak to them in his anger, and trouble them in his rage. 2:6. But I am appointed king by him over sin, his holy mountain, preaching his commandment. 2:7. The Lord hath said to me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. 2:8. Ask of me, and I will give thee the Gentiles for thy inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. 2:9. Thou shalt rule them with a rod of iron, and shalt break them in pieces like a potter's vessel. 2:10. And now, O ye kings, understand, receive instruction, you that judge the earth. 2:11. Serve ye the Lord with fear, and rejoice unto him with trembling. 2:12. Embrace discipline, lest at any time the Lord be angry, and you perish from the just way. 2:13. When his wrath shall be kindled in a short time, blessed are all they that trust in him. Psalms chapter 3. Domine, quid multiplicati. The prophet's danger and delivery from his son Absalom. Mystically, the passion and resurrection of Christ. 3:1. The psalm of David when he fled from the face of his son Absalom. 3:2. Why, O Lord, are they multiplied that afflict me? Many are they who rise up against me. 3:3. Many say to my soul, there is no salvation for him in his God. 3:4. But thou, O Lord, art my protector, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. 3:5. I have cried to the Lord with my voice, and he hath heard me from his holy hill. 3:6. I have slept and have taken my rest, and I have risen up, because the Lord hath protected me. 3:7. I will not fear thousands of the people surrounding me. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. 3:8. For thou hast struck all them who are my adversaries without cause. Thou hast broken the teeth of sinners. 3:9. Salvation is of the Lord, and thy blessing is upon thy people. Psalms chapter 4. Come in vacarum. The prophet teacheth us to flee to God in tribulation, with confidence in him. 4:1. Unto the end, in verses. A psalm for David. Unto the end. Or, as Saint Jerome renders it, victory, to him that overcometh. Which some understand of the chief musician, to whom they suppose the psalms, which bear that title, were given to be sung. We rather understand the psalms thus inscribed to refer to Christ, who is the end of the law, and the great conqueror of death and hell, and to the New Testament Abed, in verses, in carminibus. In the Hebrew, it is neganoth, supposed by some to be a musical instrument, with which this psalm was to be sung Abed, for David, or to David, that is, inspired to David himself, or to be sung. 4:2. When I called upon him, the God of my justice heard me. When I was in distress, thou hast enlarged me. Have mercy on me, and hear my prayer. 4:3. O ye sons of men, how long will ye be dull of heart? Why do you love vanity, and seek after lying? 4:4. Know ye also that the Lord hath made his Holy One wonderful. The Lord will hear me when I shall cry unto him. 4:5. Be ye angry, and sin not. The things you say in your hearts, be sorry for them upon your beds. 4:6. Offer up the sacrifice of justice, and trust in the Lord. Many say, who sheweth us good things? 4:7. The light of thy countenance, O Lord, is shined upon us. Thou hast given gladness in my heart. 4:8. By the fruit of their corn, their wine, and oil, they rest. 4:9. In peace in the selfsame I will sleep, and I will rest. 4:10. For thou, O Lord, singularly hast settled me in hope. Psalms chapter 5. Verba meorable. A prayer to God against the iniquities of men. 5:1. Unto the end, for her that obtaineth the inheritance. A psalm for David. For her that obtaineth the inheritance. That is, for the church of Christ. 5:2. Give ear, O Lord, to my words, understand my cry. 5:3. Hearken to the voice of my prayer, O my King and my God. 5:4. For to thee will I pray, O Lord, in the morning thou shalt hear my voice. 5:5. In the morning I will stand before thee, and I will see, because thou art not a God that willest iniquity. 5:6. Neither shall the wicked dwell near thee, nor shall the unjust abide before thy eyes. 5:7. Thou hatest all the workers of iniquity. Thou wilt destroy all that speak a lie. The bloody and the deceitful man the Lord will abhor. 5:8. But as for me in the multitude of thy mercy, I will come into thy house. I will worship towards thy holy temple, in thy fear. 5:9. Conduct me, O Lord, in thy justice, because of my enemies, direct my way in thy sight. 5:10. For there is no truth in their mouth. Their heart is vain. 5:11. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They dealt deceitfully with their tongues. Judge them, O God. Let them fall from their devices. According to the multitude their wickednesses cast them out. For they have provoked thee, O Lord. 5:12. But let all them be glad that hope in thee. They shall rejoice forever, and thou shalt dwell in them. And all they that love thy name shall glory in thee. 5:13. For thou wilt bless the just, O Lord, thou hast crowned us, as with the shield of thy goodwill. Psalms chapter 6. Domine, non inferiore. A prayer of a penitent sinner, under the scourge of God. The first penitential psalm. 6:1. Unto the end, in verses, a psalm for David, for the octave. For the octave. That is, to be sung on an instrument of 8 strings. St. Augustine understands it mystically, of the last resurrection, and the world to come, which is, as it were, the active, or 8th day, after the 7 days of this mortal life. And for this active, sinners must dispose themselves, like David, by bewailing their sins, whilst they are here upon earth. 6:2. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy indignation, nor chastise me in thy wrath. 6:3. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. 6:4. And my soul is troubled exceedingly. But thou, O Lord, how long? 6:5. Turn to me, O Lord, and deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. 6:6. For there is no one in death that is mindful of thee, and who shall confess to thee in hell? 6:7. I have labored in my groanings. Every night I will wash my bed. I will water my couch with my tears. 6:8. My eye is troubled through indignation. I have grown old amongst all my enemies. 6:9. Depart from them, all ye workers of iniquity. For the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. 6:10. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord hath received my prayer. 6:11. Let all my enemies be ashamed, and be very much troubled. Let them be turned back, and be ashamed very speedily. Psalms chapter 7. Domine, Deus mus. David, trusting in the justice of his cause, prayeth for God's help against his enemies. 7:1. The Psalm of David, which he sung to the Lord, for the words of Jesse, the son of Jemini. 7:2. O Lord, my God, in thee have I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me. 7:3. Lest at any time he seize upon my soul like a lion, while there is no one to redeem me, nor to save. 7:4. O Lord, my God, if I have done this thing, if there be iniquity in my hands. 7:5. If I have rendered to them that repaint me evils, let me deservedly fall empty before my enemies. 7:6. Let the enemy pursue my soul, and take it, and tread down my life on the earth, and bring down my glory to the dust. 7:7. Rise up, O Lord, in thy anger, and be thou exalted in the borders of my enemies. And arise, O Lord, my God, in the precept which thou hast commanded. 7:8. And the congregation of people shall surround thee, and for their sakes return thou on high. 7:9. The Lord judgeth the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my justice, and according to my innocence in thee. 7:10. The wickedness of sinners shall be brought to naught, and thou shalt direct the just, the searcher of hearts and reins of God. 7:11. Just is my help from the Lord, who saveth the upright of heart. 7:12. God is a just judge, strong and patient. Is he angry every day? 7:13. Except you will be converted, he will brandish his sword. He hath bent his bow, and made it ready. 7:14. And in it he hath prepared two instruments of death, he hath made ready his arrows for them that burn. For them that burn, that is, against the persecutors of his saints. 7:15. Behold, he hath been in labor with injustice, he hath conceived sorrow, and brought forth iniquity. 7:16. He hath opened a pit and dug it, and he is fallen into the hole he made. 7:17. His sorrow shall be turned on his own head, and his iniquity shall come down upon his crown. 7:18. I will give glory to the Lord according to his justice, and will sing to the name of the Lord the Most High. Psalms chapter 8. Domine, Dominus Noster. God is wonderful in his works, especially in mankind, singularly exalted by the incarnation of Christ. 8:1. Unto the end, for the presses. A psalm for David. The presses. In Hebrew, gedith, supposed to be a musical instrument. 8:2. O Lord, our Lord, how admirable is thy name in the whole earth, for thy magnificence is elevated above the heavens. 8:3. Out of the mouth of infants and of sucklings thou hast perfected praise, because of thy enemies, that thou mayest destroy the enemy and the avenger. 8:4. For I will behold thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast founded. 8:5. What is man, that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man, that thou visitest him? 8:6. Thou hast made him a little less than the angels, thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. 8:7. And hast set him over the works of thy hands. 8:8. Thou hast subjected all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen. Moreover, the beasts also of the fields. 8:9. The birds of the air, and the fishes of the sea, that pass through the paths of the sea. 8:10. O Lord, our Lord, how admirable is thy name in the whole earth. Psalms chapter 9. Confiter tibi, domine. The church praiseth God for his protection against her enemies. 9:1. Unto the end, for the hidden things of the Son. A psalm for David. The hidden things of the Son. The humility and sufferings of Christ, the Son of God, and of good Christians, who are his sons by adoption, are called hidden things, with regard to the children of this world, who know not the value and merit of them. 9:2. I will give praise to thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will relate all thy wonders. 9:3. I will be glad, and rejoice in thee. I will sing to thy name, O thou Most High. 9:4. When my enemy shall be turned back, they shall be weakened, and perish before thy face. 9:5. For thou hast maintained my judgment and my cause. Thou hast sat on the throne, who judgest justice. 9:6. Thou hast rebuked the Gentiles, and the wicked one hath perished. Thou hast blotted out their name forever and ever. 9:7. The swords of the enemy have failed unto the end, and their cities thou hast destroyed. Their memory hath perished with a noise. 9:8. But the Lord remaineth forever. He hath prepared his throne in judgment. 9:9. And he shall judge the world in equity, he shall judge the people in justice. 9:10. And the Lord is become a refuge for the poor, a helper in due time in tribulation. 9:11. And let them trust in thee who know thy name. For thou hast not forsaken them that seek thee, O Lord. 9:12. Sing ye to the Lord, who dwelleth in Zion. Declare his praise among the Gentiles. 9:13. For requiring their blood, he hath remembered them. He hath not forgotten the cry of the poor. 9:14. Have mercy on me, O Lord. See my humiliation which I suffer from my enemies. 9:15. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may declare all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. 9:16. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The Gentiles have stuck fast in the destruction which they prepared. Their foot hath been taken in the very snare which they hid. 9:17. The Lord shall be known when he executeth judgments. The sinner hath been caught in the works of his own hands. 9:18. The wicked shall be turned into hell, all the nations that forget God. 9:19. For the poor man shall not be forgotten to the end. The patience of the poor shall not perish forever. 9:20. Arise, O Lord, let not man be strengthened. Let the Gentiles be judged in thy sight. 9:21. Appoint, O Lord, a lawgiver over them, that the Gentiles may know themselves to be but men. Here the late Hebrew doctors divide this psalm into two, making verse 22 the beginning of Psalm 10. And again they join Psalms 146 and 147 into one, in order that the whole number of psalms should not exceed 150. And in this manner the psalms are numbered in the Protestant Bible. Psalm chapter 10 according to the Hebrews. 9:1. Why, O Lord, hast thou retired afar off? Why dost thou slight us in our wants, in the time of trouble? 9:2. Whilst the wicked man is proud, the poor is set on fire. They are caught in the counsels which they devise. 9:3. For the sinner is praised in the desires of his soul, and the unjust man is blessed. 9:4. The sinner hath provoked the Lord, according to the multitude of his wrath, he will not seek him. 9:5. God is not before his eyes. His ways are filthy at all times. Thy judgments are removed from his sight. He shall rule over all his enemies. 9:6. For he hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved from generation to generation, and shall be without evil. 9:7. His mouth is full of cursing, and of bitterness, and of deceit. Under his tongue are labor and sorrow. 9:8. He sitteth in ambush with the rich, in private places, that he may kill the innocent. 9:9. His eyes are upon the poor man. He lieth in wait, in secret, like a lion in his den. He lieth in ambush, that he may catch the poor man. So catch the poor, whilst he draweth him to him. 9:10. In his net he will bring him down, he will crouch and fall, when he shall have power over the poor. 9:11. For he hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hath turned away his face, not to see to the end. 9:12. Arise, O Lord God, let thy hand be exalted. Forget not the poor. 9:13. Wherefore hath the wicked provoked God? For he hath said in his heart, he will not require it. 9:14. Thou seest it, for thou considerest labor and sorrow, that thou mayest deliver them into thy hands. To thee is the poor man left. Thou wilt be a helper to the orphan. 9:15. Break thou the arm of the sinner and of the malignant. His sin shall be sought, and shall not be found. 9:16. The Lord shall reign to eternity, yea, forever and ever. Ye Gentiles shall perish from his land. 9:17. The Lord hath heard the desire of the poor. Thy ear hath heard the preparation of their heart. 9:18. To judge for the fatherless and for the humble, that man may no more presume to magnify himself upon earth. Psalms chapter 10. In domino confido. The just man's confidence in God in the midst of persecutions. 10:1. Unto the end. A psalm to David. 10:2. In the Lord I put my trust. How then do you say to my soul, get thee away from hence to the mountain, like a sparrow. 10:3. For, lo, the wicked have bent their bow. They have prepared their arrows in the quiver, to shoot in the dark the upright of heart. 10:4. For they have destroyed the things which thou hast made. But what has the just man done? 10:5. The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes look on the poor man. His eyelids examine the sons of men. 10:6. The Lord trieth the just and the wicked, but he that loveth iniquity, hateth his own soul. 10:7. He shall rain snares upon sinners. Fire and brimstone, and storms of winds, shall be the portion of their cup. 10:8. For the Lord is just, and hath loved justice. His countenance hath beheld righteousness.